Gospel Meditation for the 32nd Sunday in Ordinary Time. Today's scripture is from the 25th chapter of the Gospel according to Matthew. The music is Meditation Impromptu No. 1 by Keith MacLeod in the public domain. This week's guided prayer is an Ignatian meditation. If you are unfamiliar with meditation in the Ignatian tradition, please read the introduction on the meditation webpage. And after you finish your prayer, don't forget to write a brief review of what happened. Some suggested questions are on the webpage. I invite you to quiet your body and mind. Choose a position where you can be relaxed but alert. Breathe deeply several times and let your body relax. Breathe out any worries or stressful thoughts and put them in God's hands. Become aware of God's presence here with you now, looking at you with love. Ask God for the grace of whatever it is you need most right now. Jesus told his disciples this parable. The kingdom of heaven will be like 10 virgins who took their lamps and went out to meet the bridegroom. 5 of them were foolish and 5 were wise. The foolish ones, when taking their lamps, brought no oil with them, but the wise brought flasks of oil with their lamps. Since the bridegroom was long delayed, they all became drowsy and fell asleep. At midnight there was a cry, "Behold, the bridegroom! Come out to meet him!" Then all those virgins got up and trimmed their lamps. The foolish ones said to the wise, "Give us some of your oil, for our lamps are going out." But the wise ones replied, "No, for there may not be enough for us and for you. Go instead to the merchants and buy some for yourselves." While they went off to buy it, the bridegroom came, and those who were ready went into the wedding feast with him. Then the door was locked. Afterwards, the other virgins came and said, "Lord, Lord, open the door for us." But he said in reply, "Amen, I say to you, I do not know you. Therefore, stay awake, for you know neither the day nor the hour." Jesus told his disciples this parable. The kingdom of heaven will be like 10 virgins who took their lamps and went out to meet the bridegroom. 5 of them were foolish and 5 were wise. The foolish ones, when taking their lamps, brought no oil with them, but the wise brought flasks of oil with their lamps. Since the bridegroom was long delayed, they all became drowsy and fell asleep. At midnight there was a cry, "Behold, the bridegroom! Come out to meet him!" Then all those virgins got up and trimmed their lamps. The foolish ones said to the wise, "Give us some of your oil, for our lamps are going out." But the wise ones replied, "No, for there may not be enough for us and you. Go instead to the merchants and buy some for yourselves." While they went off to buy it, the bridegroom came in, and those who were ready went to the wedding into the wedding feast with him. Then the door was locked. Afterwards, the other virgins came and said, "Lord, Lord, open the door for us." But he said in reply, "Amen, I say to you, I do not know you. Therefore, stay awake, for you know neither the day nor the hour." The wise virgins tended their flames and had fuel in reserve to keep going. Notice that the wise virgins didn't have to do a lot. or spend excessive energy in the tending of the flame. They simply showed up and showed up with reserves. How do you tend the flame of your relationship with God? How does God meet you in that tending? What in your life, what is it in your life that drains your reserves and gets in the way of that relationship? How can you make time and space in your life to protect your ability to show up, to tend the flame? Ask God to show you and to help you. What might readiness for Christ the Bridegroom look like in your life? Based on the gospel he preached, where is Jesus inviting you to focus your attention? Where might you be invited to show up with reserves? In prayer? In relationships, in working for the justice and peace of the kingdom of heaven. pay attention to what feelings Jesus' parable and your meditative exercise prompt in you. What does it mean that you feel the way you do? Talk with Jesus about all of this, sharing your thoughts and feelings with him. Listen to what he has to say in response, and when you are ready, close with a favorite prayer.